Today, it's common for people to get their flu shots at a drugstore pharmacy. That wasn't always the case because legally only doctors and nurses could give the shots. But that's changed over time as state laws have been adjusted. As WFIU's Lindsay Wright reports, new research shows how pharmacists administering flu shots is leading to a change in how we immunize ourselves.
The number of flu shots given in pharmacies increased dramatically once laws changed. That's according to a study from researchers at Indiana University. In 2007, around 3 million flu shots were given at pharmacies. 6 years later, and that number increased by more than 17 million. But the data doesn't show much of a change in the overall rate of adults getting their shots.
It is possible that there was some reshuffling, so you got new people, but the same total number? That seems less likely to me.
That means less people are getting shots from their usual physician. Cody Wing co-authored the study and is an assistant professor at IU's School of Environmental and Public Affairs. He calls the result of pharmacy-based flu shots a success for the patients because it's a more convenient option for most people. But then, why isn't the overall number of people receiving the shot going up?
It might also tell you that the complexity of the formal healthcare system is maybe not the main barrier to getting flu shots. Because even when you reduce the barriers by allowing it in retail settings, doesn't increase the rates very much.
For WFIU News, I'm Lindsay Wright.